Memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Ace's Restaurant, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Anna Lou Chapman, your local REMAX real estate agents, Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, the Edward Jones Advisors of Washington, the Gill Funeral Home, Davies Community Hospital, and D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Satch pregame show on WAMW with Gene Miller before our tip-off tonight. Senior night, Coach, I want to start with the seniors. This is their night, and what a great group of seniors we've got on this ball club.
We have. It's been a very good group of seniors. Starting with Grant Niehaus, he's our leading scorer, 1,000 points. He's just been a great leader for us this year, and just played very good basketball. I mean, just very good athletes, stars in soccer, baseball, basketball, just a very athletic kid and a very good kid. Then we got Lance Roach, another kid that plays soccer, a very good soccer player, and he's played a big role in the success we've had this year. He's been a very good center. He's played well for us, rebounding, playing defense, setting screens, getting guys open, and scoring on occasion, and he's been a big asset. Kyle Mann, I didn't think he would be the point guard before. I knew he'd be playing a lot, but when we switched him from the off guard and him and Grant switched positions, I think that's when we really started to play well, and Kyle's done a great job of running the offense, giving us leadership out there. He's scoring, driving the ball to the basket well, playing good defense, and has had a very good year for us. And then Kyle Jones is, I think he's just got better and better as we went through the season. Here's a guy just needed to slow down and be more under control, and he's done that. He's played really good basketball. He's just got better and better. I thought he was like last night's ball game. He just kind of took over in the fourth quarter, hit some big shots, got some steals, and forced some turnovers, and made some things happen in the fourth quarter that really made a big difference in the basketball game. And then Austin Gear, our fifth senior. Austin, I think he started a couple games to start tonight's ball game. Has been a very valuable asset coming off the bench, and he's a kid that works really hard in practice. I just wish the kid was 6 foot. He would just be one heck of a basketball player, I think. But he does well. Appreciate the effort that he's given this year. And all five of these guys together. I'll be honest with you. I told the kids today I was going to start all five seniors. I usually don't do that. I just usually go with my normal lineup. But these five guys have been a lot to our basketball team this year. I really appreciate every one of them. They've come to practice, worked hard, and did the things we asked them to do. And I think that's a big reason for the success that we've had for them this year. We're going to miss each one of them. I'm not very often we lose five seniors. So they're going to be greatly missed next year. But we hope that we can extend this season as long as we can. Hopefully we got some very good ball games to go.
Coachable. That's the word. These are coachable kids. They do what you ask of them. Anytime they're called on, they'll do the job.
That's right. They're very coachable, and they work hard. And they've just been a great group to be around. I've really enjoyed this group a lot. We've had no problems anywhere. It's just been a great group to be around, and they've been great during practice, during games, whatever we've done. They've just been a great group of kids, and I think that's, says a lot about the parents that they've got. They've done a good job of raising these young men.
South Knox tonight, real quick. Good ball club you're facing this evening.
Well, Justin Fickling's a very good player. years. He said he's a senior and been starting for the last 3 years. He's a kid that's averaging over 20 points a ball game. He scores every which way. He scores off of defense. He scores off of rebounding. He'll handle the basketball. He'll go inside and post up. He can shoot a three. He can post up and score. He can drive and score. He can score in a lot of different ways. And we've got to somehow control him, not let him have a big game. And Garrett Gosher, their point guard, has had a really good year for him as well. And then they've got the big kid, Walter McCarty, inside, 6'6", 247. He's a man inside, and we're going to have to, you know, control him, not let him have a big game either. But Fickling's the big key for them. I mean, he creates a lot of their offense. Not only he scores points, but he creates a lot of offense for the other kids.
Let's get this one tonight. Coach, good luck. We'll see you in the postgame.
All right, thank you very much, Dwayne.
Comments of Washington head coach Gene Miller before our tip-off tonight. It is senior night at the Hatchet House, and the place is rocking. We've got lots to talk about as our Hatchet pregame show continues. It's brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery. Boyd & Sons proud to support our Washington Hatchets. Back with more from the Hatchet House after this two-minute timeout on WAMW. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Right Now trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. I'm Dwayne Shegg. Steve Brothers sitting alongside tonight to fill in for Kyle Cornelius, who was unable to be with us on senior night here at the Hatchet House, but with us in spirit. Bro, thanks for filling in. Thanks for helping out tonight. The Hatchets welcome in the South Knox Spartans senior night. Boy, Coach Miller had a lot to say about this group of seniors, and you and I could echo just the senior class this year from the girls program. We had a chance to follow the senior girls with the Lady Hatchets. The boys' team, exact same scenario. Class act, good group of kids. Very coachable is the word I use with Coach Miller, and he just absolutely jumped on that and agreed 100%. They'll do what you ask of them, and all five seniors will get the starting nod tonight for his club.
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Shipman about halfway through the season, and he commented on the group, the senior group, and he said that they were absolutely enjoyable to be around in practice. It's an actual situation where you really look forward every day to working with them in practice, because they always do exactly what they're told, and they work really hard. And that translates pretty easily into the season as they're, 16-4.
You know, Kyle said this last night. If you would have asked anybody at the start of the season, would their record be 16-4 at this point? And very few would say yes, absolutely.
Well, I certainly wouldn't have thought. The first game was against Bar Reeve, and, of course, we kind of got blown out in that one. And then the second one was that White River Valley or something like that. And we really
White River Valley.
We really didn't look that strong in that game either, although we won. And then all of a sudden you kind of felt, well, hey, these guys, they're playing pretty well right now. And as the season progressed, you go in and you expect to win because they play so hard.
Well, you know the signs of a good team, too. I watched Coach Miller, and he's a Hall of Famer, of course, one of the best in the business, no doubt about it. But watch him during the games. He really doesn't do a lot of coaching, and this is not a knock towards him at all, because the team, they've got these senior leaders that are doing the coaching on the floor, and that makes a coach's job a lot easier.
Well,
it really does.
I'm sure he's doing a lot of coaching. He just doesn't show it as much as
exactly, you know, in practice.
Right. And maybe he does, like you said, maybe he doesn't have to coach as much as what one normally would because of the maturity of this team, because they've really matured nicely into a real tight-knit group. And they're a pleasure to watch, let's face it. I mean, you know, the crowd really enjoys watching a team that works hard and is unselfish. Like the girls this year, you know, they work hard, they're unselfish. Fun to watch.
Absolutely. Well, it's been fun to be in the broadcast booth for both teams this year and watch them progress throughout the season. Tonight, the South Knox Spartans are in town. This is another good matchup for Coach Miller's club. They come in at 10-10, and he mentioned Justin Fickling. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But talking about girls basketball, I want to say congratulations to the Lagodi Lady Lions. They are state-bound, bro. You know, I said this last night with Kyle. This is a team that deserves to be at that level. Coach Brian Smith has done a great job with that program. We watched him face the Washington Lady Hatchets this year. They're the real deal, and we wish them nothing but the best and congratulate them on a semi-state championship today.
Very strong team, and as you recall, they were down two here in the Hatchet House, and one of the girls hit about a 12-footer from the side at the buzzer to put it into overtime. It was a high arching shot. It looked like it had no chance of going in and went right through the net, right through to tie it up. And then, of course, they won in overtime.
One more for those Lady Lions. We wish them all the best. They are state-bound coming up next weekend. Linton, also state-bound. The Miners grabbed a win over Triton Central, 48-43. That one just wrapped up a little bit ago. So the Linton Miners state-bound. We're well represented in girls basketball here in Southwest Indiana.
And Salem was also a winner this afternoon, so they're state-bound too. You know that Salem, who defeated the Lady Hatchets last Saturday, won the sectional championship on a last-second shot, won the regional championship when their opponent missed a last-second shot. So, you know, you have to be a little lucky sometimes to get as far as these teams do.
Salem beat Brownstown Central 57-42, a little bit easier at the semi-state level. So they are state-bound as well. So that's three teams that represent Southwest Indiana and the southern part of the state anyway, heading to Indianapolis, and we wish them all the best next weekend. The Washington Golden Pride Pep Band, which you're hearing in the background tonight, first place finish in Noblesville today. Big round of applause.
Yeah, really.
I tell you what, bro, you were here last night. They did the halftime entertainment with the indoor percussion team. These guys are the real deal, and they're turning a lot of heads with their competition. They continue to get the accolades they deserve, and that band, they work really hard.
Well, the one thing I thought of last night during the halftime show was how much all of that equipment cost, because there was a lot of hardware out there.
And that goes to the Booster Club. Yeah. You know, I've said this on the air before. Golden Pride, the Pep Band, the Band Booster Club, one of the hardest working band boosters in sports, because they are selling concessions downtown at the big drawing. They are doing all kinds of different fundraisers throughout the year. And they told me, you know, you're talking about the equipment, the music. You don't think about the music. It's like $2,000 to be able to perform a piece of music. You have to buy the rights to do that. So
I did not know that.
So it's a very expensive thing to run, and they are self-funded through fundraisers from the Booster Club, so hats off to that group.
We missed our calling. We should have been songwriters.
No doubt.
could have made some cash there.
Well, I could certainly write, but I can't sing. And as far as writing goes, that's up in the air, too. Well, bro, again, the South Knox Spartans in town tonight. You were here for the Mount Carmel game last night. that was a good challenge for Coach Miller's ball club. You know, a scrappy bunch in Mount Carmel, but, boy, they were solid. They had the big guy underneath. I was real impressed about Washington's poise in that game. Never lost it. Stayed right with them the whole time. 48-41 the final. Hatchets get the win, and that final score very misleading.
That was a hard-earned victory because you're going to have nights where the shots just aren't falling. And Grant Niehaus, what, got 9 points?
Yep.
And, you know, nobody was really hitting very well. And, you know, that's very frustrating. But to our boys' credit, they on the defensive end, they really busted it. And Mount Carmel was a good team. You know, in Illinois, they play like 30 games. So I think their record was like
19-11 heading in.
Yeah, so it was a quality team. And they played hard, too. It was a good game to watch, but frustrating because we missed some shots that we normally would hit. But if you come out with a W, who cares? You know, we got the W, so that was a great effort.
Coach Miller mentioned that in his post-game report as well. Sometimes the shots don't fall, but you still got to find a way to have more points on the board than your opponent. And that's what the Hatchets did last night, beating Mount Carmel 48-41. So let's see if we can do it again tonight. We've got South Knox at home. Senior night, the seniors were recognized before the game. And then next Friday, one more road trip for the Hatchets. Final game of the regular season at Evansville Memorial. Memorial's struggling a little bit this year. I think their record's like 5-15.
Wow.
But it's Memorial,
right,
bro.
Yeah.
So keep in mind what kind of opponents they face. It's going to be a good challenge. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. We'll get set for varsity tip-off tonight. It's the Washington Hatchets and the South Knox Spartans. In front of a good crowd here at the Hatchet House in Washington. We'll be back after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Hoops on WAMW.
Tax time savings and sweetheart deals during the President's Day sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington. Huge discounts on the limited number of remaining 2019 Ram trucks lined up on the front lot. Take a test drive and take one home. Get a 2019 Ram 2500 crew cab now for as low as $41,938. Or if you're looking for a Jeep, one remaining 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sahara is left and priced at $39,914. It's the President's Day sales event in full swing now at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Treating others the way we would want to be treated. Have you ever associated these words with an insurance agency? I'm Diane Summers, and here at Thompson Insurance, that phrase is our motto. We represent Hastings Mutual Insurance, and we specialize in all types of commercial insurance such as auto, property, general liability, and work comp. Call me, Diane Summers, at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance and Hastings Mutual Insurance, working together for you.
Money, time, effort, just a few things we don't want you to flush down the drain. This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. We offer 24-hour emergency service. Let us take care of your plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling problems. We are just a phone call away. A&R has geothermal systems, water heaters, water softeners, tubs, and showers. A&R Home Center, 812-254-7018.
Sports injuries are a part of everyday life, but don't let them keep you on the sideline. Davies Community Hospital's team of orthopedic and sports medicine experts have the technology and expertise to keep you in the action. The DCH Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team is the local leader in sports injury management, prevention, and rehab. They treat individuals of all ages and abilities with world-class sports medicine training and orthopedic care. Let them get you back into the sports and activities you love. To learn more, call 812-254-2663.
Getting a longer life out of every piece of machinery you operate is not an afterthought. It's part of your everyday thinking. Heritage Petroleum in Washington is here to help. Tractors, combines, harvesters, planters, and stock trucks, they all need lubricants. For decades, Heritage Petroleum has delivered the high-quality engine oils, greases, and hydraulic fluids that help you achieve maximum equipment life, cost-effectiveness, and fuel economy. Heritage Petroleum in Washington is fueling your everyday life.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers tonight, ready for a varsity tip-off of Hatchet Hoops. Washington at 16-4, the South Knox Spartans 10-10. Our pregame show continues, brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington. Proud to support the Washington Hatchets. Also, I want to thank other sponsors tonight, the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Time now for the Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Bro, give us the keys for a hatchet victory here tonight.
I'll tell you what, based on our game last night, let's put the ball in the basket early and not have to sit through a frustrating game like we had last night. Make it a little bit easier. Get off to a fast start. Get some easy baskets early and then go to the races. How's that sound?
Sounds like a winner to me.
Hey, how about the Kyle Jones last night in the last 4 minutes of the game?
He had scoreless through three quarters, finished with 9 points, two threes, and three free throws, worked his way to the line three times.
Plus, he got three steals and I think two or three big rebounds, too.
Huge effort.
You hardly knew he was even out on the floor, and then all of a sudden he just took over. So that was kind of unusual.
You know, all of these seniors have made their mark on Hatchet basketball this year. Of course, Grant Niehaus crossed the 1,000-point threshold. Talk about that a little bit, bro. How hard is it to get to the 1,000-point mark in your high school career?
Well, pretty tough. Now, to the credit of the Zellers and Steve Bushy and Craig Neal and, you know, some of the John Helm and Ron Arnold and people like that, some of them got there without the three-point shot and with a 20-game season. But I don't want to certainly take away from the fact that if you get to 1,000, that's big time.
Well, and, you know, most, you know, that's 3 years for the most part. I think Grant played some freshman years at varsity level, but overall.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's pretty rare the maturity that I've seen in this kid because he got to play early as a freshman, a sophomore, and, you know, I tried to study the new players, see what they're like, and I thought, well, he should have maybe shot that one or this and that. I was a little bit critical, maybe too much of him. But I'll tell you what, from his junior year to his senior year, the maturity of that kid's been unbelievable.
Really has.
And he's just been a stellar performer all season long.
Take the team on his shoulders.
Yeah, and he makes good decisions, and he's unselfish, and it's everything you could have asked.
And, you know, think about this. Defenders, they're keying in on him. So to reach 1,000 points knowing that most teams are going to double-team you, triple-team you at times, and you still get the points in. That's impressive.
I've really liked his season. I mean, it's been great to watch.
Kyle Mann, coach talked a lot about him. Didn't really see him as a true point guard starting out. But Kyle has stepped up. So I've never seen a quicker player on the floor.
He's pretty quick. I mean, I like it when he's a little deceptive. He's dribbling the ball down the floor to go coast to coast. And all of a sudden he turns the burners on. Boom, it's a layup.
You blink your eyes, you miss
nowhere.
It. He's got some speed. And then Lance Roach, maybe the unsung hero.
Right.
Not always in the box scores, not, you know, never the top scorer of any game.
He's had a really good season.
You think about him stepping up with the injuries especially.
Right.
He has been so big and such a key to the success of the team.
You couldn't have hardly asked for a better job than he's done.
And then you go to Austin Gear. Austin has been the sixth man off the bench. And Austin, I have him in class. That's just a good, good kid. And coach talked about just wishes he was about 6 foot tall, you know. But he's quick as well, and he can handle the ball quite well. And he's really stepped up knowing his role on this team to fill in the gap.
Well, his dad's a little shaky. But other than that, he's been they've all, you know, Jones.
Every one of them. Yeah. We talked about Kyle and his contributions this year. I think back to that last second three-pointer that he hit. Was it the Ligoti game, I believe it was?
He can handle the pressure, that's for sure. He has no problem shooting a critical shot. And oftentimes this year they've gone in. So
the five seniors get the start for Coach Miller tonight. Austin Gear, Grant Niehaus, Kyle Jones, Kyle Mann, and Lance Roach. For South Knox, it's Garrett Holscher at guard. Also, Brennan Robinson at guard. Justin Fickling and Logan Anthus at forwards. And Walker McCrary in the middle. The South Knox Spartans 10-10. They beat Brevet last night 57-34. David Burkett, the head coach of the South Knox Spartans. They're in the red trimmed in blue. Hatchet's in the home white trimmed in gold. Both teams have been introduced. Our starting lineups presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support Hatchet Athletics.
We're about ready to go here.
In the middle for South Knox will be Justin Fickling. He'll jump against Lance Roach for the Hatchets.
Well, we've got a nice crowd here tonight.
Great to see the home crowd on hand for this big matchup this evening. And the opening tip is controlled by South Knox. Garrett Holscher brings it up. Holscher. Fickling now. Fickling in the paint. Jump stop. Kicks it out to Brennan Robinson.
Washington in a man-to-man defense to start off.
Sticky defense. Fickling now with it. Baseline in trouble. Dishes out.
You can tell already he's the go-to guy.
Oh, yeah. He's the leading scorer, the player to watch for. Fickling throws one up. Missed it. Short. Rebound controlled by Kiowa Jones and the Hatchets. So Hatchets get their first look now. 45 seconds in, scoreless here at the Hatchet House tonight. Thanks for joining us on WAMW-FM Washington. Lob underneath to Kyle Mann.
He hit the floor hard.
Oh, man. No foul called. He's okay. He's coming up.
Looked like one of those where you land on your tailbone.
And now Mann's going to be called for the foul. Try to sneak in from behind and pick the ball loose. Make sure Kyle's okay.
Yeah.
He's a kid that's also in my class here at Washington, the radio TV program. Just love that kid. He'll do anything you ask of him. Just a solid, solid good player and good kid. Traveling against South Knox, the ball going back to Washington. So both teams having their issues right now early on.
A turnover apiece here.
Hatchett springing up the floor. Grant Niehaus driving the paint. Runner, no good. Rebound in the hands of Logan Anthus. Anthus works it off to Holscher. Now it goes to Robinson. Robinson dishes to Justin Fickling. Fickling off to Holscher. Holscher at the center circle. Works it to Walker McCrary. Yep. And it's out of bounds back to Washington. Another South Knox turnover.
Well, three turnovers in the game in the first minute and a half.
The Donaldson Insurance Agency, proud sponsor of Hatchet Hoops tonight. John and Martha Newton, big Hatchet supporters. As Kyle Mann makes his move, he's fouled, and Mann works his way to the free throw line to shoot two.
There was that quickness again, exactly as we described it. He's driven down the floor, and then he kicks it in gear and goes right to the basket.
Mann's first free throw is short. He'll shoot one more. Tonight's game brought to you by Heritage Petroleum. Heritage Petroleum is fueling your everyday life. One more free throw for Kyle Mann. His second attempt is up and in, so the Hatchets get the first point. They lead 1-0. 2 minutes gone in the opening quarter here at the Hatchet House. Garrett Holscher brings it up for the Spartans. Works right side. Broke free, takes it to the hoop, and a charging foul against Holscher. Giving it back to Washington. The basket, no good. Coach Burkett did not like that call at all.
No. Who drew that? Kyle? Was that Kyle who drew that?
I believe so.
Nice job.
Coach Burkett still arguing his case down here.
Might have had an argument there.
So 1-0. Hatchett still with the lead. Niehaus works in the paint, lays it in for two. Nice shot, point blank range, in traffic. 3-0 Hatchets. Scoreboard reads 4-0. Can't give him a three-pointer on that one.
No, I don't think so. We'll take it. Don't tell anybody.
Justin Fickling now. Draws a lot of traffic. He dishes off. And a traveling violation against Robinson. The ball back to Washington. How many turnovers?
Four. They've only shot one shot.
Hatchett defense is creating a little havoc for South Knox in the opening quarter.
Spartans also in a man-to-man defense.
Kiowa Jones, top of the key, off to Kyle Mann. Mann kicks out to Austin Gear.
Should have shot that three.
Gear off to Niehaus, underneath to Jones.
Boy, it looked like a pretty strong block there.
Jones called draws the foul. It's going against Fickling. And Burkett again arguing his case.
Yep. Again,
Coach,
he might
Burkett
be right on
both. Coach Burkett is really pleading over here on the sidelines.
How much did we pay these refs? A little extra?
That might be what he's asking them. First free throw is up and in. Kyle Jones connects. one of those hatchet seniors. You know, Kiowa's play this year has just been so strong. He has come on big his senior year.
He certainly has.
Second free throw in and out. 4-0 Hatchets. 5 minutes left, first quarter. South Knox with the ball. Holscher brings it up. Off to Robinson. Now it goes to McCrary. There's a long three by Holscher, well off the mark, and the rebound chased down by Roach. Good job by Lance Roach pulling that one in. Here come the Hatchets. Niehaus to the hoop. Two more
nice
for Grant.
Nice touch there.
Coach Burkett wants a timeout as his team trails 6-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 4:36 left in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back with more right after this on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Andy Arvin from Idley Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you call Idley Mortuary, you will never get a recording. We answer our calls 24/7. Funerals should not have to be expensive. We are proud to be the most cost-effective funeral home in Washington, celebrating the life of your loved one with comfort, compassion, and affordability at the Idley Mortuary in Washington.
Hatchet basketball tonight presented by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. President's Day sales event going on at Washington Chrysler Center. Test drive a new Jeep Gladiator. The 2020 Gladiators have $2,000 in rebates now. It's the hottest ride on the road today. Take your test drive at the Washington Chrysler Center. South Knox has the ball as play resumes, and they lost it once again.
Five now, five turnovers.
Here comes the Hatchets. Kyle Mann dishes off to Niehaus. Grant, far side, looking into Mann. Mann had it stripped from his hands. Last touch by a Spartan. It's going to stay with the Hatchets. Baseline out of bounds.
Washington pitching a shutout so far.
6-0 our score in favor of the Hatchets. Inbound pass goes to Kiowa Jones. Kiowa, strong move. He's fouled, and Jones is going to shoot two free throws. Kiowa has a way of making his way to the free throw line.
Yes, he does.
Not afraid to go up against anybody. It's so fun to see these seniors on the floor. You know, this is their night to shine.
And they're doing it thus far, that's for sure.
First free throw was up and in.
You know, Kiowa has had some inconsistent play prior to his senior year. You know, he's done, there were flashes of brilliance and then maybe not so much. But, boy, this year, just like Grant, he's really stepped up. Something about being a senior, I guess.
3 out of 4 at the free throw line in this opening quarter puts the Hatchets up by 8. 8-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Holscher can't get the runner. Rebound falls into the hands of Lance Roach. And Roach pushes it up, hands off to Niehaus. Now Jones has it. Kiowa.
A little too strong.
Kicked it out to Mann. Mann couldn't handle the pass. It's back to South Knox. Tonight's game brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. And Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford. 3.5 left in the first quarter. Washington 8, South Knox nothing. Holscher controls for the Spartans. Hands it off to Robinson. Robinson now to Justin Fickling. Fickling looks to make his move, and another charging call against the Spartans.
This time it was Roach who drew the charge.
And I think that was the right call.
Yeah, I do too.
Fickling just took it away. And second foul on Fickling. Yeah, fifth team foul against the Spartans in the first quarter.
Well, I mean, he went hard to the basket, but we're watching a defensive clinic out there.
These seniors want their senior night win. There's no question about that, bro. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Right. Austin Gear, far side, off to Niehaus. Niehaus driving in the paint.
Nice pass
back
there.
Back to Gear, off to Roach. Good ball movement here by the Hatchets, waiting for a nice shot. Just fun to watch, isn't it, bro?
Well, you know, time really flies in high school careers. Just think, 4 years ago, these guys were playing eighth grade boys basketball together. And here they are 4 years later.
Niehaus up and in for two more. Just a step inside the three-point line. 10-0 Hatchets.
Grant is 3 for 4 from the field.
2:26 left in the first quarter. Robinson tries for three. It's well short. Out of bounds to Washington.
It's senior night in the crowd also, as we have some senior citizens over there in the cheer block.
Cheer block makes it. They're a big part of any game, you know it.
I don't know where some of them got their outfits. From great-grandma or?
There's a move to the bucket for two by Kyle Mann. You hit it on Kyle's play. He just kind of walks up, and when he turns on the afterburners, nobody's expecting it. That was a classic case right there.
He's just very quick, and there's nearly another turnover.
Oh.
But we have a foul instead.
A foul on Gear. Austin Gear whistled for his first personal. Out of bounds for South Knox. Tough break for Washington. Under 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Hatchets 12, South Knox nothing. Sub coming in. Tristan Wirth.
Boy, it'd be nice for your senior night to throw a shutout in the first quarter.
Tristan Wirth will replace Logan Anthus for the Spartans. Holscher looking to get it in bounds. Kicks it out to McCrary. McCrary off to Robinson. Robinson needs some help.
Oh,
underneath.
Good pass.
Wide open Tristan Wirth, and he lays it in for two. Yeah, that was well done by Robinson. Found the open player, and the Spartans are on the board now, 12-2, with a minute and a half left in the first quarter. Niehaus picks up the dribble, out to Kiowa Jones, top of the key. Jones looks into Roach. Lance, no. McCrary with the rebound, off to Wirth. Wirth, shot no good. Rebound to Holscher. His putback is no good. But Holscher will shoot a pair of free throws, and I have no idea how that chain of events happened there, bro. Do you?
That was a 360 from 15. No good. I've never seen that before.
I was hoping you could describe that one to the crowd, because I didn't know what to say on that.
I've never seen a 15-foot jumper 360 prior to it.
The shot was him looking out in the stands, wasn't it?
Yeah.
First free throw was in for Holscher. He's got one more. He hits the second one.
It's called over-the-shoulder shooting.
12-4 now. 8-point lead for the Hatchets. We're approaching the final minute of the first quarter here at the Hatchet House.
There it is again,
Kyle
Dwayne.
Mann turning on the afterburners for two more. They can't stop him,
actually.
How many
times have we seen that this season?
I don't think they can stop him with that speed. 14-4. Kyle Mann has 5 points in this opening quarter. Robinson hands off to Fickling. Back out to Robinson for the three. No good. And the rebound to Kiowa Jones. Hatchets may want the last shot here. Jones brings it up for Washington. 30 seconds left. Yep, they're spreading the floor for the final shot. Tonight's game brought to you by your Washington Edward Jones advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova, and Myers LP Gas at Highway 57 North in Washington. 20 seconds left.
This always cracks me up. Everybody just stands there. Let's play.
Now we're ready. Kyle Mann off to Niehaus. Grant up and in for two.
That was too easy.
Niehaus connects. And that's it for the first quarter of play. We played 8 minutes of basketball here at the Hatchet House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 16. The South Knox Spartans 4. We'll be back with more after this one-minute timeout on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Sunday, Ace's Restaurant will be open for lunch from 11 to 2 p.m. Come in after church and try one of our great Sunday specials. You've asked for more options on Sunday, and we are ready to deliver. Come on out and bring the family for lunch this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Ace's in the Washington Country Club. Aces will be open every Sunday with great lunch special. Aces Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club.
Back at the Hatchet House, ready for quarter number two. Washington in control, leading on the A&R Home Center scoreboard 16-4. Trey Reed checking in to start the second quarter. So it's Trey Reed, Logan Reister, Grant Niehaus, Kiowa Jones, and Kyle Mann now for Washington.
Sure is good to see Trey Reed back in a uniform after,
absolutely,
after sitting out, what, most of the season.
And Logan Reister, what a game he had. Leading the score last night with 11 points.
He's really getting better and better every game. He's got some talent.
Inbound pass goes to Kyle Jones. Jones kicks it over to Kyle Mann. Now Niehaus, top of the key for three. No. McCrary gets the rebound, and Fickling quickly up the floor for South Knox. Fickling has it taken right from his hands by Kiowa Jones. There's another South Knox turnover. And that's Fickling is scoreless right now for South Knox.
Seven turnovers, too, for South Knox.
Kyle Mann, near side, top of the key to Jones. He'll try for three. No good. McCrary, another rebound for the Spartans. Fickling up the floor.
Well, one thing about the Spartans, they do an excellent job of screening out. The Hatches have zero offensive rebounds.
Robinson works it to Fickling on the far side. Fickling driving baseline. And a block foul this time called against Niehaus. Should be two free throws, I think, for Fickling. So he's going to get a chance to get his first points here in the second period. Fickling the leader going into the game for the Spartans on the offensive end. First free throw is up and in. Tonight's game presented by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, and Pepsi, the official soft drink of Washington High School Athletics. He hit one, missed one. Hatchets get the rebound. It's 16-5 now in favor of Washington with 6:45 left in the first half of play. Washington with the ball. Kyle Mann dishes off to Kiowa Jones. Jones over to Logan Reister. Reister takes it in the paint. His runner's no good. A little scoop shot, too strong off the glass. Fickling there for the rebound. Dribbles off his foot. Out of bounds, back to Washington.
Turnover number eight. They just keep piling up.
Yeah, the Hatchet defense is really strong here. Bro, I tell you what, Hatchet fans, the tournament draw is Sunday afternoon.
Already.
It's going to be big, but you've got to come out and support this team. I can see this team really with a nice postseason run. Jump ball as Grant Niehaus drives and was tied up. The arrow points it to South Knox, so that's going to be a Hatchet turnover.
They certainly deserve the support as hard as they play, and they've had a great season.
Look at that Vincent's tournament. There's at least three teams in there. You can argue for any of them that could win that 3A sectional.
Well, where is the sectional this year?
Vincennes. The Vincennes 3A sectional.
So the Hatchet House will be empty once again, is what you're saying.
For the regional and semi-state play, will be back.
Right.
Here. McCrary with a nice move to the bucket, but he can't get it. And it's last touch by a Spartan as it sails out of bounds back to Washington.
That Washington semi-state last year was memorable with the huge crowd.
Oh, man.
There's not an empty seat in the whole place.
Those are two big weekends for regional and semi-state coming here to the Hatchet House. And I'm like you, though. I hate to see it empty on sectional week.
All right.
Kiowa Jones missed the runner. Rebound to the Spartans.
That's another charge.
There's a charge going against Fickling. That's foul number three on Justin Fickling.
Guess what, Dwayne? Hats off to Coach Miller for scouting properly, as I'm sure that he told his players that, hey, he goes in, you know, full bear, and you can just draw the charge because
that's
three.
That's what they've done all night, haven't they?
That's called scouting.
Dylan Mader checking in for Fickling. He's probably going to set the rest of the first half with three fouls. Their leading scorer.
He does go in there hard, though, doesn't he?
16-5 in favor of Washington. We got 5 minutes left in this first half, and the Hatchets have the ball. Kiowa Jones open for three, and he'll drain it.
Line drive.
Kiowa Jones hits the first three-pointer tonight for Washington.
I always thought you had to make sure the ball was above the basket.
19-5 now.
That looked like a line shot.
It was, right? Pretty much direct in there, wasn't it?
Yep.
Tristan Wirth. Now it's off to Holscher.
Well, they just don't have any answer for this defense. They are really struggling to get a good look.
Robinson now controls. Now Holscher.
Ooh, a near steal.
Looks off to Mader. And now it goes back to Robinson. It's 4:20 left. They're just kind of dribbling outside right now. And that one's swatted out by Trey Reed, staying with.
That was about 45 seconds worth of offense, and they just could not get any look whatsoever. Really having a hard time getting a good shot off. We're down to about 4:12 in the second quarter.
19-5. There.
Oh, a steal, but a foul.
Late.
Tough call there as Kiowa Jones looked like he had a clean steal. Coach Miller holding the basketball, saying,
A very late whistle there. Timeout called for South Knox. Coach Burkett wants to talk to his team with 4:09 left in the first half. Washington leading on the A&R Home Center scoreboard 19-5. We'll return to the Hatchet House after this 30-second timeout on WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. They can help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone in 27 Indiana counties and offer the same banking while keeping your money local. Crane cares. Visit cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Back here at the Hatchet House, Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. Washington 19, South Knox 5 on senior night here at the Hatchet House. Spartans will have the ball as play resumes. Inbound pass goes to Garrett Holscher.
Hatchet's now in a half-court trap, doing some practicing now for tournament action. You never know when you're going to need this.
There's a nice job by the Spartans on that half-court trap.
That was a nice pass.
Walker McCrary open underneath to lay it in for two, 19-7, Washington.
The way to beat a trap like that is two quick passes normally does the job, and that's what we saw.
Trey Reed's shot is short. Rebound to Mader, and he'll find Holscher. Holscher brings it up now for South Knox. 3:20 left, first half.
Dwayne, still no offensive rebounds for the Hatchets. So the Spartans have been working on that in practice.
Holscher stepped out of bounds and gives it back to Washington.
Turnover number 9. 3:14 to go. 19-7 in favor of Washington. Jones at the top.
3 minutes left, first half. Grant Niehaus drives, shakes every defender, and lays it in for two.
That's a man playing among boys. That's what that was.
He just took it right around him.
I know.
21-7 now. Niehaus has 10 points. Tristan Wirth works it over to Holscher. Holscher now dishes to Mader. Dylan Mader back to Holscher. Holscher hands off to McCrary. McCrary underneath to Wirth. He's blocked. Grant Niehaus got a piece of that one, and the loose ball into the hands of Washington. Kyle Mann pulls up. Jumper, no good. Rebound to Brennan Robinson. Robinson off to Holscher. Holscher stepped into the defense. Kicks it out. Now McCrary.
There's another
charge. Called against McCrary.
Unbelievable. That was Niehaus who threw that one.
It is the right call, too. I don't think Coach Burke, he's hanging his head, but he's not going to argue that one.
That was textbook right there. Yeah.
Nice job by the Hatchets. You just step in and take that one.
That is, the fifth charge drawn.
At least 4 or 5 for South Knox. 2 minutes left, first half, 21-7 in favor of Washington on senior night here at the Hatchet House. Niehaus, tried to pass it off to Kiowa Jones out of his reach. And an unforced error gives it back to the Spartans.
4 turnovers now for the Hatchets. We've got a minute 54 to go in the half.
Cody Dawson stepping in for Walker McCrary for the final 2 minutes of the first half. Garrett Holscher walks it up. Holscher at the center circle, hands off to Mader. Mader works it now to Robinson. Brennan Robinson picked by Jones. Jones up and in for 2, coast to coast. Kiowa Jones with 8 points, 23-7 Washington. Look at Coach Miller over here.
He's fired up.
Got to be pleased with this team's performance tonight as the shot from Holscher is no good.
Nice rebound by
Trey Reed. Pulls it in and hands it off. Here comes Kiowa again for 2.
How'd you like that touch?
Kiowa Jones now with 10, 25-7.
That was a tough shot. He was flying to his left and had to kind of reach back and shoot it right-handed. Had just enough backspin on it where it got the friendly roll.
Coach Burkett just kind of shaking his head.
He wants out of here.
I tell you what, this team is inspired and pumped and looking really good tonight, Hatchet fans. Mader hands off to Robinson. And I want to say this about South Knox. This is not a bad ball club. They're 10-10. They've got a lot of good talent.
But they just turned it over again. And, there was another.
Back to
nice
the Spartans.
Try by man.
And almost a steal there by Kyle Mann as he swats it out.
How many deflections have we had?
A lot.
Yep.
We're in the final 23 seconds left. Washington 25, South Knox 7. Spartans get it in to Tristan Wirth. South Knox may want the last shot here. Holscher drives in the paint.
That could have been another charge call, but it wasn't.
It's out of bounds, staying with South Knox. Tonight's game brought to you by Crane Federal Credit Union. The Crane Federal Credit Union is banking on a Hatchet victory. With 13 seconds left, Mader hands it off to Robinson. Back to Mader. Now we go to Holscher. He'll try for the 3, and Holscher drains it. Garrett Holscher connects as time expires in the first half. And that's where things stand after one half of basketball here at the Hatchet House. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 25, the South Knox Spartans 10. Halftime show presented by Hoosier Longhorn Beef. It's coming up after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
Are you tired of getting mystery meat with your burger? Stop settling when you can buy the best at the Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington. The Amish Country Corner is proud to offer the famous Hoosier Longhorn Beef. Healthy red meat grown locally right here at home. With the Hoosier Longhorns, you don't have to worry that it's beef that's been shipped from who knows where. Genuine local Hoosier Longhorn beef. Create the ultimate burger with Hoosier Longhorn beef. Available locally at the Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
D2B Pest Control is your hometown pest control solution. Cockroaches, rodents, spiders, ants, stinging insects, and the dreaded bed bugs all know that D2B stands for Death the Bug. Call now to lock yourself into their Pest Control Founder Special. Lock in your base price at $41 a month today. Call D2B Pest Control today, 812-698-9109.
Pepsi is the proud exclusive vendor of Washington High School and its athletic programs. This basketball season, whether at the Hatchet House or on the road, choose a cold Pepsi product to quench your thirst. Pepsi is proud to offer Pepsi Zero, offering zero sugar in each drink. And the new Gatorade Bolt is Gatorade's first new product in more than 20 years, really catching on with athletes and fans. And you can never go wrong with a cold Mountain Dew. Treat yourself to a cold Pepsi product anytime.
Back here at the Hatchet House, senior band members being recognized now, and the senior members of the ROTC, certainly a big part of Washington High School as well, so getting the recognition they deserve. I'll tell you, we talked a lot about that band and the program that they've developed over the past few years. ROTC as well, they get lots of accolades. Our ROTC program here at Washington is top-notch, Steve Brothers. It really is.
They've been strong for decades. I mean, it's a long, long time they've been really top of the line. So tip of your cap to that organization.
And they're here to present the colors at each and every home game, which is so impressive to have the colors right out on the floor.
Yep.
So our senior night festivities continue. It's halftime. Your halftime show is presented by Hoosier Longhorn Beef. You've had the rest. Make sure you get the best. Hoosier Longhorn Beef. It's grown locally and available at the Amish Country Corner Highway to east of Washington. Hoosier Longhorn Beef. And it's better for you. But don't just take our word for it. Make sure you get some at Amish Country Corner. Let's go to individual scoring of the half. You know, 25 points for the Washington Hatchets, but actually only three players scoring them.
Yeah,
10 points
true.
For Grant Niehaus, 10 points for Kiowa Jones, and 5 points for Kyle Mann.
How about that?
So it's 10 for Grant Niehaus, 10 for Kiowa Jones, and 5 for Kyle Mann. For South Knox, only 10 points in the first half. 5 of those belong to Garrett Holscher, 2 for Tristan Wirth, 2 for Walter McCrary, and 1 free throw for Justin Fickling. So their leading scorer held to just 1 point so far tonight for Justin Fickling. Leading the way is Garrett Holscher with 5 points for South Knox at the midway point. Hatchets led 16-4 at the end of the first quarter, 25-10 at the half. First half team stats, Steve Brothers.
Okay, for Washington, 10 for 18 from the field, 56% shooting, including 1 for 3 from the three-point arc and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Zero offensive rebounds and 7 defensive rebounds and 5 turnovers. For the Spartans, 3 for 13 from the field, 23% shooting, 1 for 4 from the three-point arc. That was pretty much at the buzzer at the end of the half. And 3 for 4 from the free throw line. And, Dwayne, they only have 1 offensive rebound, so there's only been 1 offensive rebound from both teams here in the first half. They do have 9 defensive rebounds, but they also have 12 first-half turnovers. So the turnovers coupled with the poor shooting and the fact that they're leading scorer has been on the bench for several minutes there in the second quarter. And they are looking at a 15-point deficit here at halftime.
Hatchet dance team entertaining the crowd at the halftime mark. Again, Washington leading on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 25-10 over the South Knox Spartans. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Davies County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Is your mattress old, worn out, stained, or otherwise past its prime? Mattress by Appointment has brand new, brand name mattresses at 50 to 80% off the prices you see at big box traditional retailers. We have a mattress for every back and every budget. Our $40 down financing option allows you to get the mattress you deserve at a price you can afford. Call or text 812-610-1070. Now with two locations in Washington and in Vincennes. Mattress by appointment, 812-610-1070.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at the Hatchet House, it's halftime. Washington leading at the midway point, 25-10. Halftime show brought to you by Hoosier Longhorn Beef. Available at the Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington. You see the Hatch coming out. Hatchet's coming out with a little pep in their step. South Knox kind of walking out onto the floor. Kind of hit a buzzsaw tonight.
Body language says a lot, doesn't it?
I was saying off the air, bro, it's a great night to be a Hatchet this senior night. Just really highlighting a lot of things. Of course, the seniors and band, ROTC, basketball, cheerleading.
Do we have a chess team?
The dance team put on a great halftime performance. The band is entertaining now. We've got a really good crowd on hand, which is great to see. And a big crowd from South Knox tonight as well, which is good to see. The visiting crowd here tonight as well. This is why they call it Hoosier Hysteria.
Yeah, this is you'd want to video this and show it to people because, it seems like crowds like this anymore are a bit rare, even in Indiana. But, boy, we sure have it here.
The IHSAA basketball pairing show coming up tomorrow at 3 p.m. You've got to be listening intently for that, Steve Brothers, because it's going to be big for the first round of the tournament, which is 1 week from Tuesday, believe it or not.
I'm sure the Hatchets won another chance at the Alices after they lost that one a few weeks ago.
And the Alices will be playing on their home court. The 3A sectional will be played at Vincennes this year. And again, the opening round game starts 1 week from Tuesday night. Want to again congratulate the Lagodi Lady Lions for their semi-state championship. They are state-bound for the Class A title coming up next Saturday, 1 week from tonight. Also, the Linton Lady Miners are state-bound for the 2A championship title. And the Hatchet Band got a first place in Noblesville today. The band competed today and then turned around and make it back here to perform for the basketball game tonight. That is a busy, busy group.
That's called support right there. Support your basketball team. Nice effort.
Hatchet boys wrap up the regular season Friday night at Evansville Memorial. Kyle and I will be on the road to bring you that game live here on Memories 107.9 next Friday night. Want to thank some more sponsors. D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana. Call Bill for a quote today. D2B Pest Control means death to bugs. Ace's Restaurant is located in the Washington Country Club. They're always your gathering spot after the game to talk and recap and gather with friends. Ace's is just up the road here on Bedford Road. And, again, it's your Hatchet headquarters after the game inside the Washington Country Club. Starting five back out for Washington, the seniors will return once again, which is another great honor. And it looks like the starting five also out for South Knox. Washington starts with the ball to begin the second half, right to left on your radio dial. Kiowa Jones drives underneath and draws the foul. And Kiowa, just like that, is at the free throw line to shoot two.
Dwayne, you were right about him. He has a knack for being at the free throw line quite often.
He has been there, this is his third trip tonight. Jones' first free throw is up and in. And he's 4 for 5. That always helps, too, when you can hit him.
Yep.
One more free toss coming up for Kiowa Jones. The second attempt is also good. Hatchet's 27, South Knox 10.
Well, I wonder if Fickling can get going here.
He's got three fouls, and Coach Miller may have told his team that. Be aware he's got three fouls. Yeah. Let's get him number 4 early on, right?
How about drawing a charge?
McCrary out to Holscher. Garrett Holscher guarded by Mann, looking into McCrary. McCrary with the feed over to Tristan Wirth. Now Fickling has it. Works it to Robinson. Robinson, pull-up jumper in the paint. No good. Niehaus skies up for the board. Niehaus underneath to Lance Roach, and Roach is fouled. Lance is going to shoot two free throws.
Well, they got down the court in a hurry and are awarded two free throws.
Lance did a nice job drawing the defender off his feet, getting that foul, and the senior Roach will shoot two as McCrary draws his third personal foul. So McCrary sets down. Cody Dawson checking back in for the Spartans. Lance Roach hits the first free throw. He'll have one more. Second free toss coming up. The second free throw is no good. Too strong. Rebound controlled by the Spartans. Fickling quickly up the floor.
He was quadruple teamed.
Shot is no good. Kiowa Jones works it up now for Washington. Roach looking to Niehaus, cutting to the hoop. Pass taken away by South Knox. Holscher shoots it. Missed. Rebound pulled in by Niehaus. Grant now hands it off to Austin Gear. Gear back to Niehaus. Niehaus driving baseline. Puts it up and in for two.
Again, he just makes it look easy.
Grant Niehaus has 12 for Washington.
He's 6 for 8 from the field.
30-10. Hatchets lead by 20. Fickling into Cody Dawson. Now it goes to Robinson. Back to Fickling.
Oh, a kick by Jones. Dwayne, something tells me that St. Vincent de Paul and Goodwill were busy this week as they the student body has their old lady outfits.
It looks good over there, doesn't it?
I'm wondering who paid money for some of that, some of those outfits.
Senior night always draws a good cheer block. Cody Dawson tries to go up against Lance Roach, and Dawson does a nice job powering his way in the paint. Connects for the jumper. 30-12 now, Washington. Niehaus out to Gear. Now Niehaus has it back. Grant, ball loose on the floor. What do we got?
Probably a jump ball.
Jump ball, and it goes to South Knox.
7 turnovers for Washington, and South Knox still has 12.
Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Mattress by appointment in Washington and Vincennes, there for a good night's sleep. Mattress by appointment.
Had to do a little housekeeping there, get the perspiration off the floor. And now we're ready to go again.
Tune in for that sectional pairing show tomorrow at 3 p.m. here on Memories 107.9. We'll find out who your team faces in round one of the IHSAA sectional tournament. Dawson again powers his way in, gets it, and draws the foul. So
using some muscle there.
Cody Dawson, scoreless in the first half, has 4 quick points in the third quarter and a chance to make it 5 at the line.
Looks like he has some power behind his pretty good build there.
So 30-15 now. Spartans have cut the hatchet lead in half. Niehaus feeds it over to Lance Roach. Lance up and in for two. That's a nice shot by Roach.
Well, we got to get every senior to score, so we got to get the ball to Gear now.
32-15. Robinson hands off to Holscher. Now it goes to Tristan Wirth. Wirth to Holscher, top of the key. Off to Cody Dawson. Dawson looking into Fickling. Back to Dawson. And Dawson, no this time in the paint. Couldn't get it.
Going for his third straight bucket.
Kiowa Jones thought about the three, then takes it in for two. Scoop shot off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Dawson and the Spartans. They're on the run. And Fickling is left open underneath, and he'll get his first field goal of the night. That's his first field goal.
Yep.
3 points for Fickling. into Niehaus. He's blocked, but he gets the loose ball, steps out for the three. No good on that one. And Fickling there for the rebound.
That was our first offensive rebound of the evening.
32-17 in favor of Washington.
Spartans still struggling to find any type of offensive flow.
Holscher off to Dawson, into Fickling, and Fickling gets two more.
Starting to get a couple of four-footers there around the basket. Coach Miller wants time. He's probably going to say, okay, boys, you've played great D here, and you've broken down here a little bit in the last minute and a half.
3:50 left, third quarter. Washington 32, South Knox 19. We'll be back here to the Hatchet House in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Your number one hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
Washington has the ball as play resumes. Leading 32-19 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 3.5 minutes left in the third period. Austin Gear picks up the dribble, hands off to Kiowa Jones. Kiowa kicks it out to Mann. Now it's to Roach. Roach off to Gear. Niehaus now to Jones. Open for three. Boy, that's textbook. That's textbook.
Wide open.
That is. Great ball movement by the Hatchets. How many times did it change hands?
Well, Kiowa, when he shoots a three, it just goes right in. It never bounces around. And goes
loose ball
in.
On the floor, still loose. Controlled by the Hatchets. Washington gets the turnover. Kiowa's off to the races, hands off to Gear. And count it and put him at the line.
Nice play.
There's your final senior getting that point he deserves.
Good pass by Jones on
good
that.
Good hustle by Austin Gear, too, up the floor. I tell you what, if you get to know this kid, he's just a good, good kid. Austin's always smiling, stepping up to do whatever needs to be done.
Well, that was a nice shot by him as he hit the floor hard and gets an and one here.
37-19, and the free throw is no good. So we'll stay 37-19. Rebound to the Spartans. Fickling brings it up. Hands off to Holscher. Holscher looking into Dawson. Cody Dawson guarded by Roach, and a turnover again. Loose ball to Gear. Austin. Oh, man, that would have been beautiful.
Crowd would have gone nuts on that one. That was a coast to coast, and then he had to
nice
do
shot.
A little reverse action. Just popped out.
He's going to get two free throws, though. I don't even know how he got that shot.
That was an athletic move, no question about it.
That was a beauty. I'm sure Dad's going to take credit for that one up there. First free throw's in. He's got one more coming. 3 points for Austin Gear as Lance Roach will sit down and Trey Reed's checking back in now for the Hatchets. 38-19 in favor of Washington. 2:33 left, third quarter. Second free throw also good for Gear. He's got four now. And a 20-point Hatchet lead, 39-19. 2:25 left, third quarter. Robinson. They go into Fickling, and Fickling gets it off the glass. That was a nice move by Fickling.
Well, he woke up here in the second half.
He's got seven and a charging violation against Washington, giving it back to the Spartans.
These officials like that call.
It's going against Grant Niehaus. That's going to be his third. So the Spartans get it back, 39-21 in favor of Washington with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Robinson to Fickling, Fickling into Dawson. Dawson blocked. Loose ball, though, back to Tristan Wirth. Now Holscher pulls up, and he can't get it. And Niehaus there for the rebound. Grant up the floor, off to Gear. Kiowa Jones for the three. That one's short. Fickling with the rebound. Outlet pass, and 2 points for Robinson on the fast break. Brennan Robinson with his first points makes it 39-23, Washington. Minute and a half left, third quarter. Trey Reed in the paint. Kicks out to Gear. Gear, baseline runner. No. Good shot by Gear, just couldn't get it to fall. Fickling there for the rebound. Justin Fickling tries for three, top of the key, and gets it. Boy, Fickling, you're right. He came alive in this third quarter after 1 point in the first half. He's now got 10, nine third quarter points. 39-26.
Yep.
They're starting to claw back in, though, bro. The minute left in this third period.
Oh, and there's a turnover.
And the Hatchets turn it over. Logan Reister coming in now. Reister replacing Austin Gear.
Dwayne, this Justin Fickling has an unusual release on a shot.
I know,
shot.
I saw that too.
His offhand is released a little bit earlier than what you normally see. It looks like that would be hard to control a little bit.
Under a minute left with 45 seconds in the third quarter. It's 39-26 in favor of the Hatchets. Spartans with the ball. Fickling.
Jones is on Fickling. Now he's really... Oh, there's a little Euro step, i.e. traveling, which they don't call.
And he's going to shoot two free throws.
I don't like that move, Dwayne. All of a sudden, it's legal to take that little hop. So I guess if you're going to play in the Olympics, you have to master that, right?
First free throw counts. He's got one more. Boy, Fickling now with 10 points in this third quarter. 11 overall. He hits both free throws.
As I said, he has an unusual release, but it goes in.
Substitution now for South Knox with 31 seconds left. Didn't get his number.
Oh, we got
full court pressure.
Trey Reed was wide open on the other end, but we didn't see him.
Hatchets break the pressure and get the foul. That player checking in was Logan Anthus. He's re-entered now for South Knox.
This lead is down to 11 points. 39-28. It was 20 about a minute ago, it seems like.
Yeah, the Spartans kind of chipping away here. Washington looking for the last shot in this third quarter. Kyle Mann with it. 13 seconds left to go. Hands off to Niehaus. Now we're under 10. Got to move with it. 5 seconds left. Four, three.
Oh, he lost control
two.
Of it.
We didn't get a shot there. No good.
Coach Miller's not a happy camper right now.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. We got 1 quarter left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after three. It's the Washington Hatchets 39, the South Knox Spartans 28. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. We'd like to show you what we have available in our lumberyard, so come on in. We've designed the lumberyard with you, the handyman do-it-yourselfer, in mind. We stock 2x4s for your next fix-it-up project. Insulation, when you need a little bit more in your attic or walls. Even siding and roofing. Shingles if you want to do your own home improvements. For small projects to home remodeling, choose A&R Home Center. Our lumberyard is open Monday through Saturday, and we'll load it for you.
We got 8 minutes left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington starts with the ball to begin the fourth period, leading 39-28.
Well, we're probably not going to be in a tremendous hurry here. We're working the basketball, and we got a whistle away from the ball. Looks like it's a foul on Kiowa Jones. That's his second foul. 39-28. South Knox with the basketball. Again, a couple of threes here, and they're right back in this.
South Knox has the ball. Robinson to Fickling. Fickling at the free throw line. Tries to break free. He does, and he lays it in for two more. Boy, Fickling all of a sudden just...
Where was he in the first half, except on the bench in the second quarter?
Yeah. It's 39-30. It's a nine-point difference now. Hatchets have been in control this whole game, bro, and now all of a sudden you see it single digits.
It was what, 30-10? Is that correct?
Yep, it was.
So we've been outscored 20-9. Not good.
Inbound pass goes to Trey Reed. Reed hands off to Niehaus. Niehaus gets it.
Boy, that was pretty.
And that wasn't an easy shot either.
He was falling down and just flipped it up to the basket.
14 points for Niehaus.
Got the roll.
41-30 now. Hatchets by 11. Holscher hands off to Anthus. Now goes to Robinson.
Well, South Knox should clearly look inside to get the ball into Fickling, I would think.
Yep, there he is.
And there's a bucket.
Fickling gets two more.
He was wanting the foul on that.
41-32. Kyle Mann gets it across the timeline, and a foul called against Fickling. And that's going to be his fourth, and Coach Burkett says, use your head, use your head.
He says, why?
Four fouls on Fickling now, and I'll tell you what, if you're Washington, you've got to do anything you can to get him to draw number five and get him out of your harm's way.
Why would you make that? Was kind of a silly foul.
Yeah, it was. And he knows it now, too.
Yeah.
Just the heat of the game. First free throw, and the one a bonus is good for Kyle Mann. He'll shoot one more. He earns the bonus. Mann with 6 points tonight. Second free throw up and in makes it seven for Kyle Mann. 43-32 in favor of Washington. 6:20 left to go in the contest. Fickling works it over to Robinson.
Boy, a little touch foul there.
Huh. And Kyle with Jones
called. Can't believe it. Crowd heckling the official. Let him play. I believe he said old man in there, too. Hey, you got to take it easy on these officials. We don't have enough of them. We don't want anybody quitting.
That was a touch foul.
I know.
It was. 6 minutes left. Fickling off to Robinson. Now it goes over to Holscher. Holscher picks up the dribble, hands out to Fickling.
Well, Fickling can't be quite as aggressive with those four fouls. But
there
he goes in.
No good. Too strong off the glass. Rebound to Kiowa Jones. Jones with the outlet pass to Kyle Mann. Mann turning on the afterburners. Missed, but got his own rebound. It's put back. No good. Then it falls right into Trey Reed's hands, and he'll lay it in for two. Trey Reed with his first points tonight. Makes it 45-32. There's a
long three-pointer, but it was blocked.
That was tipped by a hatchet, so it stays with South Knox. Tonight's game brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Now serving Davies County on State Street in Washington. Oh, Fickling worked free on a backdoor cut. Nobody there to block him, and he gets two more.
Well, Coach Miller's got to be a little bit frustrated as we had stellar defense for nearly three quarters, and then all of a sudden it just seems like it's come apart a little bit.
Another touch foul.
This time, Grant Niehaus will go to the free throw line with a bonus.
One bonus for Niehaus. The foul whistled on Logan Anthus, his first. Grant at the line. The free throw is up, and it's no good. Cody Dawson skies up for the rebound. Quickly up the floor. Anthus kicks it out to Holscher. Over to Robinson, now Fickling. Fickling Out to Robinson. And to Fickling. Fickling, no, couldn't get it. And Fickling better be careful, man. Yep.
That was good defense on Trey Reed's part.
Coach Burkett said, would you get back? Trey Reed blocked by Fickling. Loose ball into the hands of Holscher. And a blocking foul. Oh, a blocking foul, giving two free throws.
Yep.
To South Knox. Holscher will shoot him.
You know, when you're down 30-10, it's real easy to give up. But, boy, the Spartans have really hung in there.
Well, this is a good team. I knew it wasn't over by any means,
yep.
Bro. First free throw for Holscher's good. He's got one more. So it's 45-35 now. 10-point difference. Holscher with a chance to make it 9 at the line. His second free throw is also good. And a timeout for Coach Burkett and the Spartans with 4:27 left. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 45, South Knox 36. We'll be back to the Hatchet House in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Remember that class in school that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at Thompson Insurance agree, but we will help you ease through the different ways to protect your interests. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company and Thompson Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. Call me, Tiffany Seals, today and let me help you. 812-254-1987. Or stop by our office at 514 East Main Street in Washington.
Back here at the Hatchet House, Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers. On senior night, Washington holding on to the lead 45-36. This game has, Washington's led throughout. They've had a good lead, but all of a sudden, you see South Knox kind of knocking at the door here, Steve Brothers.
Well, they discovered that they could go inside a little bit as Fickling's had a field day here in the second half. And Dawson also, Dawson is what, a sophomore? 6'2"
yep.
Sophomore. And he's got some bulk. And he discovered also that he could maybe do a little damage in the paint.
Fickling had 1 point in the first half. He's got 17 in the second half.
Yeah. Okay, a little bit of token pressure here by the Spartans.
Washington has the ball as play resumes. Kyle Mann gets it across, hands off to Niehaus. Grant, far side, lost the handle, and a steal for Anthus and the Spartans. So here they come. South Knox chipping away. Holscher hands to Anthus. Now to Robinson. Over to Holscher. Underneath to Cody Dawson. Dawson's fouled. And Cody Dawson's going to shoot two free throws for South Knox.
Again, all these points are in the paint.
Yeah, they are. 45-36.
Mr. and Mrs. Shake, I've seen enough.
They're heading out.
They've
to see them out and about on this Saturday night, though.
They don't like the feeling.
Hatchet super fans.
Yeah, they don't like the feeling when they hear footsteps as the Spartans are sneaking up on the Hatchet.
7 points now. It's been as many as 20, as Bro mentioned. South Knox has cut the lead to 7, 45-38. Kiowa Jones off to Trey Reed. Reed, front of the Hatchet bench, works it back to Kiowa, top of the key. Now over to Lance Roach, far side. Kiowa has it. Jones kicks it out to Niehaus. Roach.
Hatchet's eating up some clock here. We're down to 3:25.
Postgame report coming up, brought to you by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street, downtown Washington. Kyle Mann out to Jones. He's open for the three. Oh.
In and out.
Around the rim, no good. Rebound South Knox. Look out. Here come the Spartans on the run. I don't know how Robinson saved that
nice
one.
Nice save.
His momentum pushing him out. Fickling open for three. He missed it. Roach there for the rebound.
That was a big possession. I think Fickling maybe should have been a little more patient on that, as there's still plenty of time. Oh, a near travel there.
2:45 left, 45-38. Niehaus driving, gets it and one.
Boy, how did that shot go in?
Grant Niehaus with a chance for three at the free throw line. Makes it 47-38. Post-game report, we'll name our Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game, Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and our overall MVP from Adelou Chapman, your REMAX Real Estate Broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Niehaus hits the free throw, making it a 10-point game. Holscher hits a three on the other end. And once again, Coach Burkett wants a timeout. 48-41, 2:29 left to go. 7 points separating the teams here at the Hatchet House. Spartans just won't go away. We'll be back with more from the Hatchet House right after this 30-second break on WAMW.
As a parent, you think about your child's health every minute of every day, not just when they're sick. Grand Avenue Pediatrics believes a healthcare system should be the same way. That's why they believe great care for kids starts at Grand Avenue Pediatrics. Whether it's a well baby checkup, school physical, or illness, Grand Avenue Pediatrics certified pediatrician and nurse practitioners will treat your child like family. For all of your children's milestones, let Grand Avenue Pediatrics take the worry away. Schedule an appointment today at 812-257-0383.
Once again, the Hatchets will wrap up the regular season on the road at Evansville Memorial. Coming up next Friday night, join us for the action at 7:45 here on Memories 107.9. And be sure to tune in for the IHSAA Sectional Pairing Show tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. here on WAMW. So we find out who your favorite team plays in the opening round of the postseason tournament, which officially begins 1 week from Tuesday night.
Dwayne, could you explain something to me? I wonder why coaches call timeout when they have the momentum. I can understand with maybe a minute left or something, but South Knox has all the momentum. They just hit the three. I don't understand the timeout.
I think you may have set up the full court press here.
I guess. But
South Knox is pressing, and then they foul.
Yeah.
They foul.
And the foul our leading scorer.
And that also was a double bonus. So automatically two free throws for Grant Niehaus. We'll
so
take that.
I wouldn't call that a very productive timeout.
No, I don't think that's what he drew
he
up on that one.
No. But I always like the feeling of having a little momentum with the clock running. And
first free throw is no good, though.
Yep.
Should mention tonight is the Riley Dance Marathon for Washington Junior High and high school students going on in the junior high gym. That's coming up after the game tonight.
Now, what does that entail?
They raise money for Riley Hospital.
Yep. And they have to dance forever?
They dance. They have a dodgeball tournament. And lots of activities planned.
There's a lot of contact. Kyle
Mann putting pressure on Holscher. Holscher hands off to Fickling. Fickling gets it and one. Boy, that's a chance for a three-point play now for Justin Fickling.
The master of the Euro step.
He did it again, didn't he? Yeah. You don't like that, do you?
No, it's traveling.
49-43.
I mean, it's traveling. Come on. But I guess it's acceptable now.
And here is a chance to make it a five-point ball game, bro.
Yep.
The free throw is good. It was a 20-point difference early on, and South Knox has clawed back to within five, 49-44. 2:11 left, full court pressure again by the Spartans. Niehaus in the corner, works it out of trouble. Hatchets get it across the timeline with 2 minutes left. Now Mann controls, hands off to Logan Reister. Center circle to Niehaus.
Clearly we're not shooting anything but a wide open layup. And there's a foul.
Foul, putting Reister at the line to shoot two.
Well, if we hit free throws, the game's over. If we can just hit the free throws.
Logan Reister, the sophomore, a chance to get his first points tonight.
Yeah, he's been kind of quiet this evening.
First free throw for Reister, no good. Once again, if you missed it, the Ligoti Lady Lions won the semi-state today at Jasper. They're state bound for the Class A championship. Best of luck to the Ligoti Lady Lions next weekend. And also the Linton Lady Miners are state bound. They won the 2A title today in Jasper. Reister hit the second free throw. One for two at the line for Logan Reister. And Roach will check back in now for Reister.
50-44, 1:51 to go in the game. Now Washington has a little full court press.
Almost a steal, but Holscher brings it across. Holscher now driving. His runner is no good. The rebound controlled by the Hatchets. Minute 30 left.
They probably should have waited and tried to get the ball into Fickling's hands since he's on fire.
But Washington now with it at the center circle. Man, Hatchett spreading the floor here, trying to run some time. And there's another foul. They're going to foul Niehaus.
Well, Grant is 2-for-4 from the free throw line this evening. He has 18 points.
Anthus gets his fourth personal foul. First free throw for Niehaus is in.
Well, that makes it three possessions with 1:18 to go.
He'll shoot one more. If you missed the JV game, it was a thrilling finish. Hatchett JV won on a last-second three-pointer by Austin Brower. Both free throws count for Niehaus, making it 52-44, eight-point game. Final minute left here at the Hatchett House, Washington leading. Fickling blocked by Trey Reed.
Well, there was that shot again, Duane. As he, it looks like a nice block by Trey Reed, but it looks like that shot might be a little bit easier to block than what a normal shot is.
Holscher looking to get it in, kicks it out to Fickling. Fickling underneath to Dawson. Dawson's fouled, and he'll shoot two. Cody Dawson with two more free throws coming up. That's what you don't want. Stopping the clock and a chance for them to put points on the board with the clock not running, bro.
And they are 11 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight. We have exactly 1 minute to go in the game.
Cody Dawson's first free throw is up and in. He'll shoot one more. Into the lineup now is Dakota Candler for the Spartans.
Coach Miller going with the offense-defense substitution with Roach and Reister. Reister back in the game.
Both free throws count for Dawson.
Okay.
Full court press coming by now. Coming now for South Knox.
What do we got? We got more sweat on the floor, it looks like.
Yep.
Well, 52-45.
It's not over yet.
Yep.
We've got a minute left. Full court pressure coming by the Spartans. Hatch attempt to take it the length of the floor when play resumes.
Again, we have, yeah, we got this full court press to deal with. A layup on the other end would be nice.
Jones kicks it in to Kyle Mann. Mann back to Jones.
Got in the middle. Got a little fast break going here.
Niehaus is fouled and shooting two.
That's the way to go to the basket.
Grant Niehaus at the line for two more free throws.
Well, whenever you have a full court press like that, it's a gamble. You're at this point in the game, you're probably either going to get a steal on one end or a layup on the other end.
That's Niehaus's fifth trip to the line in this fourth quarter as he hits the first free throw. Dawson and Fickling checking back in. Roach checking back in for the Hatchets. 53-45 in favor of Washington with 51 seconds left. The second free throw is also good. Niehaus hits them both. 54-45. Here's Holscher quickly up the floor. Holscher to Robinson. Robinson back to Holscher. Now Fickling has it. They're running a lot of time.
Yeah, too much time.
They don't have. Fickling for the three. No good. What do we got?
That will be what? Spartans ball out of bounds? Down to 27 seconds.
What was the call? Did he step out of bounds?
I think so, yes.
Okay. South Knox ball kicked by Kyle Mann. 26 seconds should be over.
I think we got this one.
54-45 in favor of Washington.
A little more uncomfortable than what we were planning on.
Quick rebound. A quick inbound pass goes to Robinson. His three-pointer no good. The rebound to Fickling. And his shot is no good. Now Anthus draws his fifth foul. He'll be out of the game.
Well, you got to tip your cap to the Spartans, Dwayne. They played a pretty good second half.
It's a good team. It really is. This is a solid South Knox team. They got some good players.
Yep. We have two free throws here for Kyle Mann.
18 seconds left to go. Mann's first free throw is good. Kyle has one more coming up as Austin Gear re-enters now, replacing Trey Reed.
Got the seniors back on the floor.
They're going to end it on the floor on their senior night. 55-45 in favor of Washington. Second free throw is no good. There's a shot by Holscher for two. And a timeout for Coach Burkett, 55-47.
Again, there's 8.8 seconds to go.
Should be over.
Not quite sure that.
We'll be back to wrap it up here from the Hatchet House right after this quick 30-second timeout on WAMW.
Tax time savings means sweetheart deals during the President's Day sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months on the all-new 2020 Chrysler Pacificas. Perfect for spring break vacations coming up. Choose $2,000 off the all-new Jeep Gladiator. The best ride on the road today, offering the feel of a Jeep with the bed space and versatility of a truck. These savings and so much more underway now during the President's Day sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Back here at the Hatchet House, 55-47. Washington leading by 8. With 8 seconds left, Hatchet's looking to move to 17-4. With one more game left next Friday night at Evansville Memorial.
This has been a nice season. You know, Coach Miller's had many, many, obviously, great teams, great seasons. But he's going to look back on this season, however it turns out. He's going to look back on this one as a really, really good one. Because he's done a great job with this ball
Hatchet's
club.
Hatchet's getting in to Niehaus. Niehaus is fouled.
6.9 seconds to go.
Niehaus will shoot two more free throws.
He's 6-for-8 from the line tonight.
Seniors will be honored with, I'm sure, some refreshments in the cafeteria after this one wraps up. First free throw for Niehaus is short. One more free throw coming up. The second free throw from Niehaus is good. 56-47 with 5 seconds left. There's a shot by Fickling at the buzzer. No good. And this one belongs to the Hatchets. And the A&R Home Center scoreboard, your final score, the Washington Hatchets 56, South Knox Spartans 47. We'll be back with a post-game report after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny on the Spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Davies County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Getting a longer life out of every piece of machinery you operate is not an afterthought. It's part of your everyday thinking. Heritage Petroleum in Washington is here to help. Tractors, combines, harvesters, planters, and stock trucks, they all need lubricants. For decades, Heritage Petroleum has delivered the high-quality engine oils, greases, and hydraulic fluids that help you achieve maximum equipment life, cost-effectiveness, and fuel economy. Heritage Petroleum in Washington is fueling your everyday life.
Back here at the Hatchet House, Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers. Washington gets another win, completing the home sweep on this Friday-Saturday doubleheader, defeating the South Knox Spartans 56-47. Individual scoring for the Hatchets tonight, leading the way with 23 points, Grant Niehaus. Kiowa Jones chipped in 15. Kyle Mann added 8. 4 points for Austin Gear. 3 points for Lance Roach. 2 points for Trey Reed. And 1 free throw for Logan Reister. Grant Niehaus with 23. Kiowa Jones with 15. Kyle Mann with 8. Austin Gear with 4. Lance Roach with 3. Trey Reed with 2. And Logan Reister with 1. For South Knox, they were led by Justin Fickling, 21 points. Only 1 point at halftime. He had 20 second-half points. Then it was 12 for Garrett Holscher, 9 points for Cody Dawson, all coming in the second half. 2 points apiece for Tristan Wirth, Brennan Robinson, and Walker McCrary. Washington led 16-4 at the end of the first quarter, 25-10 at the half, 39-28 after three. And your final score
nice guys in there today,
on the A&R Home Center, 56-47, as Coach Gene Miller joins us on the post-game report.
Well, yeah. We finally get the first team for a boys' game. Coach, God, I said.
I will tell Kyle you God, said that, said absolutely. That. He's at a horse show tonight with his daughter,
he's
doing his dad duties.
Well, that's good. He's spending some father-daughter time.
I thought you were going to say he's full of that horse stuff, but... It's a nice win, Coach. I tell you what, though, how about these South Knox Spartans? You were up 30-10 at one point, 20-point lead. They clawed their way back to make this a ball game in that second half.
Well, they did. I mean, they play hard, and you know, we're lucky to get Fickling got in some foul trouble early, and that took him out of the ball game. I think he had 3 charging fouls and did get him out of the ball game. The second half, he came out. I knew he'd be really aggressive in the second half, and he was. And we just struggled to keep him from scoring. That and the other big kid that came in really did a nice job scoring down inside.
Yeah, Fickling had 20 points in that second half. He only had 1 point at the half. He finished with 21.
Yeah, so he had second. I think he had 13 points in the third quarter alone. He had a good ball game. And then Cody Dawson came in and played well in the second half of that ball game as well. So, you know, they got a lot of points out of those two guys. And then Hosher hit the big three. He had 7 points in the fourth quarter as well. So, and we just kind of struggled offensively again the whole night. We weren't very patient, didn't move the basketball as well as I would like. We just got to get better offensively than we have the last couple nights.
Well, you did end up shooting 49% from the field, but it didn't seem like it.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it. Yeah. We missed some shots, and we had – how many turnovers did we have?
You end up with 11.
We turned the ball over last night. We had 4, That's too many turnovers for this time of year. And especially in a game that wasn't that fast-paced game, when you figure up 11 turnovers for the number of possessions we had, you know, that's two way too many.
But your first half defense, you drew five charging fouls there.
Yeah, we did. That's been one thing that we've been working on ever since the Vincennes game, when we had a number of opportunities to draw charges and did not do it. So we've been working on that every day. I said, we're going to run a charge drill every day the rest of the year. And we got
some
charges.
It looks like it's working.
Yeah, it looks like it's working. Guys stepping up and drawing some charges.
I like these seniors on the floor right now. Coach, we talked about this with the girls. Bro and I following the girls this year. Same can be said about these senior boys. As I said, the word I use, coachable, these guys will step up and do what you need of them. They've been great leaders this year for this team.
They have been very good leaders. They've done a tremendous job. And you know, what you hope from your seniors is that they will teach the younger kids than your program that kind of effort that it takes in practice and in games to be successful. And I think those guys have done this. Whether our young kids have learned it or not, we'll find out next year. But how hard you got to play and how hard you got to practice at a varsity level. And, there's a big jump from a JV to a varsity level. Some people don't think so, but the intensity, the speed of the game, the physicality of the game is much different. And I hope our underclassmen have learned a lot from these guys right here.
Kyle and I said this last night. You know, if you'd ask some folks in the community at the start of the season if this team would be 17-4 at this time, some people would say there's no way. That goes to show what kind of club you've got this year.
Well, it does. It goes to show you the kind of effort these guys have got and the way they've molded together as a team at both ends of the floor.
Well, Coach, we got one more. Evansville Memorial on the road next Friday night. Their record is a little deceiving because we know what kind of competition they face. That's going to be a tough challenge to wrap up the regular season.
Well, they play a very rugged schedule, and they started the season with just one returner. They have improved a lot since early in the season. They're playing much better basketball now than they were earlier. And, you know, we go down there. It's always, you know, it's senior night down there, and you know, they pack the place, and it's raucous. So it'll be a good ball game to get us ready for the sectional. There's no doubt about that.
What about plans for tomorrow? You guys gathering for the draw?
Yeah, we gather together at my house and eat a little food and enjoy a little fellowship and listen to the draw.
You got any preferences? I always ask that. Nobody ever answers that.
That's never been answered.
But I
have a bye to the final game.
Coach, congratulations. A nice win, another solid win for your team tonight. Completing the home sweep and a great senior night. We'll let you go celebrate with the seniors. We'll see you next Friday.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll be back to wrap it up from the Hatchet House right after this on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
Your Valentine's Day headquarters is Heller's Country Garden on State Street in Washington. The Country Garden has a wide assortment of fresh flowers, both roses and carnations. Pre-order now and beat the rush. Call 812-674-0078. The Country Garden also has beautiful silk floral arrangements and even live house plants that make good Valentine's gifts. Choose a balloon and candy with the roses to be a big hit this year. And don't forget Mom and Dad. Choose from wind chimes, garden stones, and double-sided Valentine garden flags, plus much more. The Country Garden will be open till 5 p.m. Valentine's Day for last-minute shoppers on State Street in Washington, offering free delivery in the Washington area. Call 812-674-0078.
Back at the Hatchet House for a final time. Washington wins on senior night. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Hatchet's 56, South Knox Spartans 47. Let's go quickly through your final team stats, Steve Brothers.
Okay, for Washington, 17 for 35 from the field, 49%. Only 2 for 8 from the three-point arc. 20 for 29 from the free throw line. 4 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds, and as we mentioned, 11 turnovers. For South Knox, they were 16 out of 40 from the field for 40%, including 3 for 11 from the three-point arc, 12 out of 14 from the free throw line. They also had 4 offensive rebounds, 19 defensive rebounds. And Duane, they had 14 turnovers, but 12 of those were in the first half. So only two turnovers in the second half for South Knox.
Well, the seniors getting pictures down there again. They're going to have some refreshments for this five members of the senior team coming up over in the cafeteria. Again, bro, we'll just give those seniors one more final shout-out because what a great group of kids.
Yep.
And they're not done. This is their senior year. They want to make it memorable. They want a deep postseason run.
Well, you appreciate effort. And that's what we got this season from this group.
Isn't it so much? It's just fun to watch them.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes.
They're enjoyable to watch.
Well, and again, as you said, I don't think maybe the expectation level was as high as maybe it should have been. So that's always a good thing to say that you've done. Of course, we'd like a long tournament run, of course. But as far as the regular season goes, it's been outstanding.
Well, we need to hand out some post-game awards. We're going to start first with the Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Heritage Petroleum, fueling your everyday life.
Well, Dwayne, Kyle Mann had a nice night tonight. He ended up with 8 points, three rebounds. He was 2 for 5 from the field, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Pretty good evening for Kyle.
Kyle Mann is our High Energy Player of the Game from Heritage Petroleum. It's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player next. From Bill Dobson Ford, reminding you a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Kiowa Jones tonight. Of course, he had a great fourth quarter last night. Tonight, he ended up with 15 points, 5 rebounds. He was 4 for 9 from the field, 5 for 6 from the free throw line.
Kiowa Jones is your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And your overall MVP is presented by Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. The MVP honors going to
Grant Niehaus, no question, 23 points, including 8 of 12 shooting from the field and 7 of 10 from the free throw line. He also had 5 rebounds. Great job again tonight by Grant Niehaus.
Good solid night for the senior leader, 23 points for Grant Niehaus. Well, we want to congratulate the Ligoti Lady Lions again for a semi-state championship. They are state-bound next Saturday. All the best to Coach Brian Smith and his squad. Also, the Linton Lady Miners. Big congratulations in order to the Washington Golden Pride Band. Got a first place in the Noblesville Band Competition, the indoor percussion competition. So hats off to Mr. Hagan, Mr. Riney, and all those involved with the Golden Pride Band for their first place finish today. And a great senior night win to cap off the festivities for the Washington Hatchets as they defeat the South Knox Spartans 56-47. It all started with a thrilling JV win on a last-second shot by Austin Brower, 48-47. Hatchet JVs also complete the victory.
And they've had a nice season also.
They have indeed. Well, one more game left before tournament play. It'll be at Evansville Memorial next Friday night. We're on the air at 7:45, tip off at 8 p.m. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the IHSAA sectional pairing show on the air at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon here on Memories 107.9. Bro, thank you so much. Appreciate you
enjoyed
throwing
it
in.
Enjoyed it.
Great win for the Hatchets tonight. For Steve Brothers and Caleb Langford, our studio producer, Dwayne Shake, reminding you the final on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard, Washington 56, South Knox 47. Good night, so long from the Hatchet House in Washington.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Ace's Restaurants, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Annalou Chapman, your local RE/MAX real estate agents. Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse. Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center. The Edward Jones Advisors of Washington. The Gill Funeral Home. Davies Community Hospital. And D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming.